Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Ray Dunaway along with Jody Ambrosio. Hi, Joe.
Ray, man, how are you? We've got our weekly segment. We're visiting with the mayors and first electmen of our area, brought to you by Berterra Subaru of Hartford. Today we head to the western part of the state,
the
beautiful town of Woodbury, and its first electman, Bill Butterly. Bill, Joe, and Ray, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, but I feel maybe a little bit nervous before when you were doing the promo on this, and then, Joe, you said coming up is the most unlistenable. I said, wait a minute.
No, wait a minute.
No, that was Wayne.
No, that was Wayne.
That was not you.
No, it wasn't Wayne.
I listened to what it was, I said, okay.
Yeah, and by the way, just to clear that up for people, in 26 years, Wayne never jumped on one of my calls.
You heard what
the
happened.
The Pirates guy was all over the play-by-play guy. Should have smacked him.
Yeah, baby.
So Woodbury, in the summertime, Bill, what's the what one thing that goes on there are you proudest of to tell the whole world about?
This has become a go-to town. We had, for example, last night, the Waterbury Symphony had one of their fundraisers here. There were over 800 people.
Wow.
In the park, and we just installed a $225,000 playground. So the people who got there early and were picnicking, they have their grandchildren, everybody on the swings, and we have a pentago. Do you know what that is?
No.
I didn't either till we got it. It's a 19-foot high. I think it's the largest one in the area. It's a 19-foot high climbing thing. It's thing all sorts of ropes all over the place, and kids go up and climb on the whole thing. So to sit there and watch the orchestra rehearsing and the people coming in and the playing on the playground, but we've become a real go-to place. We have a lot of activities here. The Shakespeare in the Park, a huge hit here 2 years
ago.
So all those kind of things are going on rapidly, but we still have our bucolic side because we have one of the largest dairy farms in the state, or at least this side of the state, still operating in Woodbury. So we have the bucolic side that people come in and say, isn't this a nice quaint town? On the business side, we have a ton of new businesses moving in, small businesses, but moving in, restaurants, we have places to clean chimneys and install stoves.
Sure.
A lot of other things moving in. So
Where are they moving in, Bill?
I think because of all the go-to things we've had here, where our Fall Fest and one Sunday afternoon has over 8,000 people on a half mile of our main street, I think they've seen this and they've seen how business friendly we are, and they're moving in. Plus, last year, for example, our mill rate decreased.
Unheard of.
Decreased by over a half a mil.
I know on Wednesdays you have the summer concert series, and you've got another concert coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah, and there's 200. You have 200-300 people easily coming, showing up for those. And you know, the proud thing is a very finicky businessman in the area. He's been around a long time, and he ran up to me one day at one of the events down there, and he said, "Who takes care of this field?" I said, "We do in house." He said, "It's never looked better."
Oh.
So we've had some. We've got some pretty good personnel in place. They work very hard. They're very creative, and they keep their eye on the bottom line and the budget, which means why we have the tax, the mill rates that we do.
So. You have almost 10,000 people. Do you have your own police department?
We're a resident trooper town, but we have a total of 9 officers.
Okay.
We have 2 resident troopers, and the rest are police officers.
Okay, so you do have that. Hey, you know, the other thing is, and there are a number of historic buildings, and one, if you're driving through at night, it's on a cliff. It's the Masonic Temple, right?
And they just went through a couple of years of totally redoing that structure, and it's fabulous inside, and it's a beacon in at night. It's
so
pretty up there in the hill. If you go up there, the view is phenomenal.
In the fall, I bet it kills you.
Oh, it's been great.
It's gorgeous, and those guys deserve it. I mean, they really worked hard, and it's gorgeous. So,
Bill, how many people live in Woodbury?
We figure around 9,700, 9,720. OPM keeps changing the numbers on us from the state side, but somewhere right around there. We're close to 10. We've lost a couple hundred people, but Litchfield County is scheduled to lose almost 30% of its population over the next decade or so. We're holding our own. I think it's because of our proximity to Waterbury and all the things we have going on over here. So I think we're doing all right.
I was looking at some of the interesting, just historically, the fundamental archives. It was a 1673, I believe it was an agreement between all the people living there. It was kind of cool. I mean, just some great stuff that's history.
Hey, Bill, how did you get, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, no, how did I get?
No, I was going to say, how did you get elected as an independent?
Yeah.
Well, I've been elected three times now. All three have been petitioning. I had to get petitions out, got my name on the ballot.
Oh, a lot of that going on around here.
Yeah, well, there's two of us in the Waterbury area. Mayor Dunover and Wilk is an unaffiliated, and I'm unaffiliated. But I think it's been helpful over here because you don't get, you know, that party's doing it, this party's doing it. They know anybody from either party can walk in and see me, and, you know, they know I'm not going to stonewall them because of their political affiliation.
Right.
So I think it's calmed the town down a lot. We've got a lot of good things going on, a lot of cooperation. We raised $72,000 for that playground I was talking about in record time. We couldn't believe the money that was coming in from the people. The library, wow. We have over 350 people a day walking in and out of this library over here from surrounding towns. They've done so much in the inside with the children's library and, section and the teens library section. And we just redid the gallery and over there. Wow. I mean, it's just phenomenal what we've been doing, and again, keeping the mill rate down.
Bill, it sounds like you're insanely proud of this town.
I am very proud of this town. I know I realize I sound like a cheerleader.
No.
That's a good thing, though, Bill. If you don't, who will?
Hey, Joe, sometimes you and I heard you say earlier you had nothing to talk about. I'll have to talk to you about how my older brother got a one-of-a-kind memorabilia in baseball. He got a rosin bag signed by Nolan Ryan.
Oh.
I think it was his last no-hitter.
Really?
In Oakland.
Oh, nice.
And the story behind how we got is something. But
okay. We will talk with you with that next time we talk to you.
I think you'd enjoy the story.
I'm sure I will.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being
thanks,
on.
Thanks, Bill. We appreciate it. Have a good summer.
I got to tell you how exciting it was listening to the Red Sox game on the way back from New Hampshire Saturday and between innings hearing on Monday morning we'll hear from Bill
Buttle. Hey, listen, Bill, thank you for being on,
thank
buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure.
Have a great
day. What a nice man.
See, it sounds like a really nice small town.
He sounds like he you can tell
enjoys
he loves
what he's doing.
It.
Yeah.
Good for him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.